It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American trumpeter and band leader Al Hurt, born in New Orleans in 1922. He is best remembered for his million-selling recordings of Java and the accompanying album Honey and the Horn in 1963, and for the theme song to The Green Hornet. His nicknames included Jumbo, the King, and the Round Mound of Sound. The son of a police officer, at age six, he was given his first trumpet, which had been purchased at a local pawn shop. By age 16, he was playing professionally, often with his friend Pete Fountain. During this time, he was hired to play at the local horse racing track, beginning a six-decade connection to the sport. In 1940, he went to Cincinnati to study at the Conservatory of Music there with Dr. Frank Simon, a former soloist with the John Philip Sousa Orchestra. After a stint as a bugler in the U.S. Army during World War II, he performed with various swing big bands, including those of Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey and Benny Goodman. In 1950, he became first trumpet and featured soloist with Horace Heights Orchestra. After spending several years on the road with him, Al returned to New Orleans working with various Dixieland groups and leading his own bands. His virtuoso dexterity and fine tone on his instrument soon attracted the attention of major record labels, and he signed with RCA Victor. He posted 22 albums on the Billboard charts in the 1950s and 60s. His top 40 charted hit Sugar Lips in 1964 would later be used as the theme song for the NBC daytime game show I Guess, hosted by Bill Cullen, which aired from January 1966 to September 1969. He was chosen to record the frenetic theme for the 1960s TV show The Green Hornet by famed arranger and composer Billy May. Thematically reminiscent of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, it showcased his technical prowess. The recording gained public attention again in 2003 when it was used in the film Kill Bill. In 1965, he hosted the hour-long television variety series Fanfare, which aired on CBS as a summer replacement for Jackie Gleason and the American Scene magazine. He starred, along with the University of Arizona Marching Band, at the first Super Bowl halftime show in 1967. On February 8, 1970, while performing in a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, Al Hurt was injured while riding on a float. It is popularly believed that he was struck in the mouth by a thrown piece of concrete or brick. Factual documentation of the details of the incident is sparse, consisting primarily of claims made by Hurt himself after the incident. The episode was parodied in a Saturday Night Live skit from their second season Mardi Gras special, the Let's Hit Al Hurt in the Mouth with a Brick contest. In 1987, he played a sublime solo rendition of Ave Maria for Pope John Paul II's visit to New Orleans. The great man died of liver failure on April 27, 1999, at age 76. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 7th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.